Ian's Gone Postal.
Episode 7, The Glamorous 12th. Our latest disaster starts at a university, somewhere in deepest, darkest Englandshire.
James Miller, applying for a PhD at my institution? Pah! A surname riddled with the stench of the working classes. Not on my watch. Who's next? Oh, a lady. Aoife McCartney. Aoife. Bloody Irish troublemakers. No, you shan't do. Ah, now then, here we go. Ian Mountbatten. Now that's a surname you can hang your hat on. Where's that blasted phone? There we go.
Please leave your message after the tone. To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Young Master Mountbatten, it's I. Professor Ralford Maximilius III. I have received your PhD application, and I would like to congratulate you on your acceptance to our university. Yes, well, I shall have my secretary send out the paperwork. Post haste, and look forward to your imminent acceptance. Yes. Good evening to you. Another hard day's work, Ralford. Huzzah to you. Huzzah.
Earlier that day,
right, your head's a mess, but then again, when's it not? You like Sarah, and there's the whole baby on the way thing. Why don't you just man up and ask her out again? Maybe make a romantic gesture? Whatever that looks like. But then there's Andre. He does make some great kebabs. At least the kid could fall back on his Belarusian culinary creations if he became the surrogate dad.
Deep in thought again? Turn that frown upside down, for me if nothing else.
Not really in a smiley mood.
You haven't been for a while. Do we need another stress-relieving session down the pub?
You are joking, right?
Yes.
Good morning, you two. And what a happy, delightful morning it is today.
That's more like it. What's the stupidly big smile about?
Next week, I'm officially dragging this town out of the 20th century and into the 21st.
You'll have to get it out of the 19th first.
What have you done?
You ready for this? A Pride March, Dudley Moore's very first, and it's happening on the 12th. I've just cleared it with the council, the paperwork's been rubber stamped, and now the town's gay community can finally be celebrated.
Do we have a gay community? I thought Catholics were the only minority group.
Fuck's sake, Ian. I expected more from you.
But do we?
Of course we do. Or at least, there was some lass called Moira who came out. I'm not sure what happened to her, though.
She couldn't put up with the abuse and moved to America.
Right. But apart from her, everyone else is too shit scared to come out because of all the local bigots and that.
Did you say the 12th? The 12th of July.
Yeah, the council wasn't too receptive to the whole Pride thing, So I told them it was a march, and they assumed it was something to do with the Orange Order and tagged it on the back of their main parade.
You want to encourage the gay community to come out of the closet by infuriating the angriest bunch of intolerance in town.
If the Pride March can survive them, then it can survive anything. Might even get some press.
Especially after the UN peacekeepers get called.
You're right, Evine.
Yep. Oh, sorry, I've got to meet a call.
What's up with her?
Who knows? Anyway, pop round Andrew's later. He's building a float in his workshop. Gonna be frickin' spectacular.
Bloody hell.
I've got to do the history lesson. Didn't you have a professor on earlier? Yes, I understand he's an actor.
And what an actor I am. Sorry, I missed my cue. Do you want me to do the drunk professor role or just my own voice?
I don't know. Ask the director.
Director, sir? Nothing? Drunk actor it is, then. Let us proceed. As we have some international listeners, I shall now present a brief history of the Orange Order and their marches, merely for clarity. In 1690, King William of Orange claimed victory over James II at the Battle of the Boyne. This is seen by many as the victory of Protestantism over Catholicism, and is celebrated every year in Northern Ireland and Scotland by the Orange Order, who conduct large-scale marches that start on the 12th of July. The Order pride themselves in being very staunch in their views, and aside from causing traffic jams, they do create a fair bit of civil unrest, largely owing to the whole celebration of religious division thing. They also frequently forget William of Orange's slave trading connections, attained when he bought Edward Colston's shares in the Royal African Company, an organisation that shipped more slaves across the Atlantic than any other. Oh, and also a large part of his army was in fact Catholic, but we'll let that fly for the sake of this podcast. There's a brief summary of sorts. A better one can be found on Wikipedia or in Trainspotting 2, which is worth a watch if you haven't done so yet. Now, off you go. Enjoy the pot.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
Can't get her out of your mind. Think about the girl all the time. Blackstreet. The 90s philosophers of hip-hop. Strange how there's a mutual issue here. What else did they rap about? Something about no diggity? Is that about physical digging or metaphorical respect digging? Doesn't help with Sarah, anyway. Charlie! Bloody hell! Have you still not popped yet? The size of you, dog. Oh, it looks like you've got a baker's dozen in there. Wait, where's Blind John?
Suck on that, Tom.
Is he playing lawn bowls? I thought that'd be a bit of a challenge for the blind. What do you think, Charlie? Should I get involved in this one? Fine. John! I've got Charlie over here.
Eh? Who's that?
Posh Ian.
Leave her be. She'll be fine.
Do you not need to help with the whole being blind thing?
I guess. Throw a stick over this direction and she'll fetch it.
I'm not sure she's in the right condition to play fetch.
You calling her fat?
Not today. Let this one go. No, not at all. Here. Godspeed, good dog.
Ho, old boss lady.
Two eyes, how lovely to see you again.
Where's Nora?
What's it got to do with you?
Heard a rumour that she set up some pride parade on the bloody 12th. What the shite's that all about?
I imagine it's about the town celebrating Pride. Can I answer your own question there?
And it's going off on the 12th? King Billy didn't you fight for this shite. It's a disgrace.
Hmm. What did he fight for?
He fought for the good people of the Protestant faith. And their right to march and tulips and other Dutch things. You can. Certainly not any of this Pride bollocks.
Right. So if I've got this straight, you're happy to believe that you're marching for the rights of tulips and Dutch things, but a march that symbolises the acceptance of the gay community is off limits.
It's our tradition.
This feckin' town. You lot don't care that we've got folk living here that are too shit scared to be themselves.
What?
And that a small float attached to the back of a march might mean nothing to you, but might mean everything to hidden others.
But...
get out of my sodden depot!
Wait!
Now!
Sorry, I forgot. Here's your grass for Steph.
Thanks. Now get out.
Ah, the delights of Little Minsk. And here's Andre's shed. Should you go in? You said you would. Might help clear the air with him, and at the very least you get to see the... Holy shit!
Thoughts?
It's...
A pink flamingo float, 12-foot high. Very pink. You like it?
It'll get you noticed, that's for sure.
Well, hello there, Mr. Postman. Fabulous, isn't she?
Hi, Tim. I didn't want to assume anything, but it's nice to see you finally... well...
Finally what?
Got involved in the project.
Just try and stop me. Right, back to work. Ooh, pass me that hammer, you massive lump of Belarusian chunkiness.
Does it move?
I put my men on the job. Using our precise Soviet engineering knowledge, we have utilized the scooter we found lying in the street.
What do you think of the subwoofers?
Wait a minute. Scooter, subwoofers. Did you steal Durant?
What the hell is Durant?
Two Eyes sectarian scooter.
We found a scooter. No more questions.
But...
I said no more questions. Anyway, we need to talk, yes?
Okay.
Tomorrow I shall dine with Sarah. The one you make baby with.
I know.
Good. That means I don't have to break your heart. It has been done already.
I'm more confused rather than heartbroken.
Then please do not break her heart, or later on. She is fragile and deserves love, not confusion. Understand?
That's probably the most sensible piece of advice I've heard since I got here.
It's sufficient Belarusian logic. You're a good man, and I am a good man. You are that child's father, and... if Sarah likes me, I could become its guardian. Who knows? But for the fates to decide among us.
Please be nice to her.
I shall. Now run along. You have letters to deliver and I have a flamingo to build.
You're not thinking too much today. More Black Street philosophy? I don't think even they could spare you from this feeling. Is this feeling heartbreak or confusion? It's not jealousy anymore. You know that much. Ah, a voicemail. At least someone loves you.
Young Master Mountbatten, it's I. Professor Ranford Maximilius III. I have received your PhD application, and I would like to congratulate you on your acceptance to our university. Yes, well, I shall have my secretary send out the paperwork. Post haste, and look forward to your imminent acceptance. Yes, good evening to you.
Oh, fuck! East side to the west side. Pushing fat rides. It's no surprise. She's got tricks in the... Oh, just go back to Descartes or Plato. Dre ain't cutting it. What do you do? Move to the university of your dreams down in England and abandon your child? That's what your dad did. And look how you turned out. You can't compete with Andre. Or can you? Do you take a chance and make a statement? And sure as shit, here she comes. Make an effort. Be nice.
Good morning, Socrates.
Sarah. How's the, you know...
Again?
Pregnancy thing going. See, I said it.
Do you want the honest answer?
Sure.
I've been hurling my guts up 3 times a day, still... And I've been eating so much that I can't even chase the lads around the house anymore. They ran into the attic yesterday. Clever little fuckers have figured out I can't fit through the hatch.
That is quite smart.
Ask her.
I spoke to Andre yesterday. Looking forward to your date?
That's a bit personal.
You are carrying my kid around. I need to know who the potential guardian could be.
You want to approve who I date?
That's not what I meant. Just forget I said anything, please.
Sorry, I'm overreacting. My emotions are a bit all over the shop.
No, I was intruding. I better get to that Pride March. Promise I would for Nora's sake.
Come on, I'll walk with you.
Christ alive!
Yep. I'll never get it, but each to their own.
Well said, Sarah.
Alright, John. Is Charlie wearing a sash?
Too right. She loves the marches. Can't get enough of them.
How did you figure that one out?
She's from around here, so she's got to, right?
It's some form of logic.
There he is. Told you he'd come.
Alright, posh lad!
Afternoon.
Glad to see you joined the party. You didn't strike me as a staunch type.
I'm more here for the...
Aye?
You'll see.
Want some bucky?
I'll pass.
Prego, lass?
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. What about some weed?
2 eyes.
What?
Come with me. See you soon later.
It was nice of him to ask, I guess.
What's that noise?
Have a look.
Fuck me. Good job, Andre.
Cut to the flamingo.
We're here. We're queer.
Are you?
Wait, I'm not. Aren't you?
What are you talking about?
Aren't you gay? You had a bit of a bromance about you.
No. Ladies. That's who I love. Ladies?
Why were you so eager to build this bloody float then?
I just wanted to noise up those Orange Order twats.
Who are we marching for then?
Cut to the other side of the street.
Moira would be proud. That's why she left in the end, I suppose. Because she was too proud. But if only she could see the town's first pride float. And you here too.
Evelyn, sorry about earlier. Enjoy the march, hen.
Aye, cheers, 2 eyes. Just stand here. Don't clap, don't smile. Just take it for what it is. A step in the right direction.
Aveen! Come over this side!
Can't. I've got these marching nuggets in the road.
What are you calling a nugget?
No one.
Thought so.
I thought you were proud. Shit. Here it comes.
Woo! Look at you, Pear!
Thank you, doll.
What the fuck is that? Enough of this shite.
Oh! Who threw that?
You want some yourself?
Tam, leave her alone.
No, fucking queer loving.
What did you say?
We chased off that Moira lass. We'll chase off you lot too.
That's it. Jesus, wet. Take the wheel, Tim.
But I don't know how to drive.
Good luck then.
Shit. I've only just punched that lad.
Wait, Ian.
Get the hell off her.
Oh.
Ah, oh, not my nose again.
My bloody eye. Oh. How's it look? Like it was worth it. Was it worth it?
Well, folk won't forget about this one for a while, that's for sure.
But what for? A brawl that graces a few headlines, that makes the town look even shitter than it is already, that makes us seem like we're all a bunch of Neanderthals.
If that's what it takes, that's what it takes. What would Moira think?
Who? She'd be proud that we tried.
I think she'd have been proud of you.
Is it that obvious?
No, not at all. That's the point of today. If it takes some bruises and scars to help you from hiding who you really are, then so be it.
Thanks. Should we go check on Ian?
I think Sarah's got that covered.
Where the hell am I? Why is the room spinning? Oh, my nose. Again. Wait. Am I in a bed? And why is it covered in blood?
Can I call you Daddy?
Ah!
Giles, get back down here.
Daddy.
Hi, Giles.
Now.
Okay.
What happened this time?
The fight at the Pride Parade, remember?
Oh.
You get knocked out. Two Eyes and old Maggie dragged you back here. Thought I'd let you rest and then bother the A&E department later. They've got enough to worry about at the minute.
How come?
Turns out Tim doesn't know how to drive. Three members of the lodge got run over by an out-of-control flamingo.
Ah. Wait, don't you have a date with Andre tonight?
I cancelled.
That's not right. I can go home. Get out of your... Whoa, okay. I'm guessing this is a concussion.
Just rest up. You were brave out there today, looking after a veil like that.
Some people are worth fighting for. Even if you don't know how to fight.
Then why didn't you fight for me?
I didn't think you wanted me to.
Well, I'm right here. Take a swing.
What?
Here's your one chance. Prove to me that you want to at least try. Tell me you want to have a go at this. Show me you're man enough to put yourself on the line for me and this child.
Sarah.
Yes?
Sarah, I...
Come on. For once, just be a bloody man. I mean, you fronted up to those knuckle-draggers earlier. Why can't you just try now?
Pass me my phone.
Fine. Go. Get out.
No, pass me my phone and sit down.
Okay.
Hello, is this Professor Maximilius? The third, yes. It's Ian Mountbatten. Yes, it is a strong surname. Anyway, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to turn down the offer for your position. I understand. I appreciate your calling, so I thought I should call you in person and... Thank you, again.
What was that?
A university down south offered me a PhD. It was everything I ever wanted. Or at least everything I thought I wanted until the last few weeks.
That's the bravest thing you've done all day. Thank you.
Sarah.
Yeah?
How does my nose look? Do you have a mirror?
Not yet, Ian. Don't ruin the moment.
Ow.
Oh, shush.
Ian's Gone Postal was created by Graham Cameron and Ian Cowan. Ian was played by James Kane, Sarah by Yvonne Smith, Blind John by Evans Dixon, Yvine by Kirstine Swinney, Old Maggie by Claire McEwen, Giles by Lachlan Gray, Andre by William Campbell, Tim by Mike Sutherland, Nora by Lauren May, Voiceover Person by Charlie Ryle, Ralfred Maximilius III by Rupert Sadler, and Two Eyes by Alistair Rennie. The podcast was recorded and engineered by Ewan Grant at La Chunky Recording Studios, and the credits were read by Charlie Ryle. The music for this episode was by Blue Dot Sessions. This was a Feral Penguin production. For more information and other podcasts, please follow us on Twitter at @penguinferal.